to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we hear from Corkonians who are pushing for smarter, greener planting. There has been a surge in interest in independent growers planting and raising their own crops for personal use. However, a question that has arisen is where to source the all-important seeds from. Madeline McKeever of Brown Envelope Seeds in West Cork says that the emphasis should be on Irish seeds grown in Ireland.
What's different about them is that they're grown in Ireland. Like the only seeds that are grown in Ireland are going to be better adapted to growing in Ireland, because seed packets don't actually have country of origin on them, generally speaking. So you could be buying seed from Pakistan or Israel or anywhere. Most seeds are produced in warm, sunny places with a Mediterranean climate, because they need somewhere that isn't too cold in the winter for the biennials, and then they need a warm, sunny season for the seeds to mature in. So that can be a challenge in West Cork, depending on the year. But with polytunnels and that, there's nothing we can't really do. Most of the seeds you buy would have been grown in somewhere warmer and sunnier. Traits such as germination at low temperature are inherited. I mean, even without us consciously doing any selecting on the seeds, the plants that don't come up in a cold spring aren't going to end up producing seeds, so we'll gradually be selecting stuff that will do better in a cold season. Long term too, we're very vulnerable in Ireland because we import nearly all our seeds. You know, most of the non-organic commercial growers, all their seeds will be imported, and you know, if there are any seed shortages, because for instance places like the Pacific Northwest of America produce something like 99% of the Brussels sprout seed in the world, because I suppose we'd manage without Brussels sprouts, but it'd be a shame if we didn't have Brussels sprouts. And it makes sense to produce our own seeds, because if there's a shortage of seeds in America or wherever, they're not going to send them to us.
Vegetables are not the only things growing in popularity. Flowers have always been a popular element in any garden, and with them comes the same questions. What do I get, and where do I get them from? Aideen McCarthy of Irva provides seed packets of native Irish wildflowers to prospective growers. She says that planting native flowers is vital for maintaining the local ecosystem.
There's a huge initiative now, and so there should be, in growing native Irish wildflowers to protect what was there previously, and to so that it's optimised as well for our local pollinators, like the bees and beetles, little flies and butterflies, to promote their habitats for them that are optimised for them.
The benefits of planting native wildflowers speak for themselves, says Aideen.
What's really nice is that they're quite easy to grow. You would sow them either in the springtime or the autumn time. It's better in the springtime if the soil isn't too heavy or clay-like, and then within about 8 weeks of sowing you have a huge array of blooming wildflowers. So it's quite immediate, the reward that you get from it. So it's very exciting that way. When they are blooming, you'd never see that amount of life, like teeming life, when you look at a patch of grass. Like when you're looking through the array of wildflowers and looking at what's living in amongst them, it's just buzzing. Like you can hear the buzz from them. It's a whole world. It's mesmerising.
Going forward, Madeline says that while the current independent grower scene is blooming, there are lots of other initiatives that could be looked into.
But I'd love to see, I suppose, regional seed banks, at least each province, if not. Probably need a dedicated seed production system for around Dublin, where there are quite big commercial growers. Probably need a bit of public finance, because it's not a business that's easy to get into. Most people aren't really aware of where the seeds are coming from. So it's quite difficult to break into the commercial growers market as well, because they would be growing a lot of hybrid seeds, which is another whole discussion. But yeah, we're in a very vulnerable position, as you know, any vegetable growers here are mostly importing their seeds. I'd like to see maybe people getting together in a cooperative way. So say you're really good at growing leeks and interested in the different varieties and that, then maybe you'd be the one to do the leek seed for Ireland. You know, we're not a big enough country that we could have a really big seed company. So it makes sense to sort of work a bit cooperatively. And the other thing, of course, that doesn't happen in Ireland is that there are no vegetable trials. They would for cereals in Ireland. The Department of Agriculture and Chagas could do trials, and they would grow out like 8 different oat varieties, and they'd rank them. They'd grow them out in 3 different farms around the place, and they'd say the best oat for Munster is such and such. You know, they do trials, but there are no vegetable trials done in Ireland. So most growers are just going, well, that looks like a nice one in the catalogue, and well, we'll give that a go. Or I was talking to so-and-so and they said that this was a good variety. So it's all done on hearsay and personal experience. There's no science behind choosing the varieties that the vegetable growers are. Or they'd be relying on trials done in the UK or Germany or somewhere.
To learn more about sustainable growing, check the show notes of this episode. And we're stronger when together.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman, with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.